You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
March the 28th, 2022, and as usual on any Monday, my God, how am I going to get all this stuff in? Not just news and commentary, but the entire 2 hours. Doing the best I can, but I got to tell you, there's a lot on the plate. If you miss the first hour, shame on you. But then again, don't forget we put everything up after we broadcast it as a podcast. I know many of you have been listening to podcasts and in turn sharing them with others. I appreciate that. And of course, we are not live streaming at Larry Connors USA YouTube because YouTube didn't like something I said, so blah, 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 blah. But Larry Connors USA YouTube still exists, and you can see previous recordings that we were able to get up, and we are working on a new streaming operation. Just got to get everything in place. All right, to the news of the day. First of all, the remarks that Biden made over the weekend. Damage control on full alert at the White House. Because Biden made a remark that some say you basically called for a regime change in Russia. That's all Putin needs to hear and say, okay, they plan on nuking us, we'll nuke them first. Biden has since said, no, I didn't say that. Well, in a few minutes, you're going to hear exactly what he said. And then how the White House is quickly trying to cover tracks and make it all go away. But many are already saying, at least it made the efforts and the tensions between NATO countries tougher. And even the French President Macron. Oh, yeah, here comes the little Frenchman. Fearing Biden's remarks could embolden Putin and escalate the Ukrainian war. He said, I wouldn't use those terms. Because he's also called Putin a butcher. And he's made some other remarks. I might agree with some of the remarks he makes, but as president, he does have to watch carefully. So the White House has tried to backwalk several remarks. In fact, he also made a mention that if Putin deployed chemical weapons against Ukrainians, we might respond in kind. Well, that means we'd use nuclear weapons. Then later, addressing our 82nd Airborne Division in Poland, he's telling the troops, look how they're stepping up, the Ukrainians. He said, you're going to see when you're there, reference Ukraine. Well, now, wait a minute. We don't want any boots on the ground in Ukraine. No U.S. boots. So the White House is trying to control that as well. We got a lot of that we'll cover coming up in the next segments. In the meantime, the latest poll shows only 12% have any great trust. Only 12% have any great trust that Biden knows what the hell he's doing amid this Russia-Ukraine situation. Dateline Florida, Governor DeSantis signing into law the parental rights bill. Parental rights and education bill. It would ban teachers from giving classroom instruction on sexual orientation or gender identity from K school through third grade. My regret is it didn't go farther. But, of course, they mocked it on the Oscars last night, still calling it a don't say gay bill, which it is not. Speaking of the Oscars, the Hollywood stars were all maskless for the 94th Annual Academy. I don't know if you bothered watching. I certainly didn't. Their numbers were up. I would concede that. But as they were walking around maskless, toddlers enrolled in the Los Angeles County School District still had to wear masks even while indoors because the union controls the situation, not science. Oh, and Biden stepped on my blue suede shoes with this. He unveiled a new minimum tax targeting billionaires. He wants to hit me with a 20% minimum income tax because I'm a billionaire? Well, I might just leave the country. First of all, if you believe I'm a billionaire, I want to play cards with you. I got a good bluff game. Secondly, I'm not leaving this country. I love it. For years, I've told you, be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. That's because I know the excellent work Wellington does when it comes to making your home, your business, even hospitals safe. See, recently I asked Wellington to check a relative's home. The relative had been constantly sick. Doctors couldn't find a cause. I asked Tom Wellington, please check the house. After extensive testing, Wellington could rule out mold and other air and water toxins. Well, that was a major relief. And the negative results gave doctors added information. So when I encourage you to call Wellington, I mean it. Wellington, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, Missouri and Illinois. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental.
This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
You can text Larry right now at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
We will have a different future, a brighter future, rooted in democracy and principle, hope and light, of decency and dignity, of freedom and possibilities. For God's sake, this man cannot remain in power.
Mr. President, do you want Putin removed? Mr. President, were you calling for regime change?
No.
No. But it sure sounded that way, didn't it? Now, the White House damage control staff, full alert, dive, because of what Biden just said, stating, we cannot let this man stay in power. Well, that's as clear as you can make it. Do you want him out of power? Now, this is exactly the kind of thing that Putin has been claiming that the U.S. wants to do, wants to overthrow him. Putin wants the old USSR back. That would include Ukraine and other countries. He certainly doesn't want Ukraine to become part of the NATO group, the alliance. That if NATO had already taken in Ukraine and Russia did what it's doing now, we would be involved directly and boots on the ground. And nukes might well be flying, World War III. We obviously don't want to do that. We want to find a way to de-escalate it. As I'd mentioned in news and commentary, the French President Macron feared that Biden's remarks could embolden Putin and escalate. He said, I wouldn't use those terms because I continue to speak to President Putin. We want to stop the war that Russia launched in Ukraine without waging war, without escalation. And the German chancellor felt the need to comment on Biden's remarks, too, fearing that the loose talk could also increase aggression. German Chancellor Scholz saying, we both agree completely that regime change is not an object, an aim of policy that we would pursue together. But when Biden said Putin cannot remain in power, well, that's just one of the more recent gaffes he's had. We'll get into that in more detail in just a moment. And a couple others, as a matter of fact. But just regarding this one remark, that Putin cannot remain in power, Chinese Communist Party jumping in on it as well. I mean, why not? Dogpile. The Chinese state propaganda outlet Global Times condemning Biden. It already had been expressing preoccupation with the events leading to the event of the Soviet, the end of the Soviet communist regime for years. The Chinese Communist Party we're talking about. In 2017, applauding Chinese dictator Xi Jinping after the debut of his personality cult ideology, Xi Jinping thought of socialism with Chinese characteristics for a new era, loudly proclaiming China would escape the Soviet Union's fate by clinging to ancient traditions. They play the long game over there. And they would continue to work to make China superior to Russia, and in fact they are. So the White House quickly had to start backing up on that, as they have done others. I told you there have been more than one remarks like that. Let's run down a few of them and also get some responses. Let's begin, first of all, in response to, my God, we can't have the man in power. Congressman Don Bacon, Republican in Nebraska, serves on the Armed Services Committee. He is a retired Air Force Brigadier General. And he said, this is just, this is typical Biden.
Well, Joe Biden is a rapid-fire gaffe machine. I mean, he had three of them this week where the White House had to come back and clean it up. So yeah. This was the more serious one. He should have stayed on script. Or when he went off script, the White House staff probably didn't need to come in within minutes to try to fix it or clean it up. It was embarrassing. The leader of the world, free world, and they're having to frequently correct his comments. But this wasn't the only one. Earlier in the week, he said that U.S. troops are going to Ukraine, so they had to clean that up.
Yeah, right. That's
he said if the Russians used bio and chemical weapons, that we would respond in kind. Well, then we had to correct that. And so he is not good off the script, and it creates turbulence. Because our allies, like France in this case, found the comment very repugnant about trying to replace Putin in power. And so this comes with a price, and he needs to have calm discipline. You've learned when you're an executive or a general, which I was, you better have good communications discipline and stay on a message.
Stay on message. Again, that's Congressman Don Bacon, Republican of Nebraska, Armed Services Committee, retired Air Force Brigadier General, appearing with Maria Bartiromo over the weekend. And, of course, he mentioned some of the other gaffes. And don't forget the gaffe that Biden made that I think basically told the Russians the door's open if you want to go into Ukraine.
I think what you're going to see is that Russia will be held accountable if it invades. And it depends on what it does. It's one thing if it's a minor incursion and then we end up having to fight about what to do and not do, et cetera.
That was when the troops were being amassed in January in Belarus before the first shots were fired. He said, we'll see what happens if it's a minor incursion. That told Putin, hey, the windows are unlocked, the door is open. What do you want to do? And Biden, this White House, and NATO would not make it clear to Putin we have no intent of putting Ukraine into NATO anytime soon, even NATO admitting after the first shots were fired it was not on our agenda, there was not imminent we're going to admit Ukraine. That might have stopped all of it. But they wanted to play a bluff or just thinking by being silent make Putin worry more. Well, yeah, he worried. He decided to take some action. But again, the minor incursion statement, the statement about, my God, we got this man can't stay in power. Congressman Andy Biggs, Republican of Arizona.
I think in this instance, it's probably too late because you couple that with the chemical weapons statement that he made and troops on the ground in Ukraine statement that he made. And you know, Ainsley, when you have French President Macron actually chastising Biden's comments regarding Putin and explaining exactly why, that it's going to cause trouble getting a ceasefire and then a withdrawal, then you know that we've probably stepped over the line there with President Biden's comments.
Stepped over the line? Yeah, I think so. Definitely stepped over the line. You have to keep in mind, too, if your job is to run damage control in the White House, do you dare close your eyes even for a few seconds while Biden is out in the midst of the public or in front of any cameras? And as Congressman Biggs said, I don't think the White House can clean this up effectively. If you're looking for me to tell you that it's all good and it's okay for some of these remarks, I will concede that, I don't have a problem with him calling Putin a thug or a butcher as he did the other day. But when you mention anything about regime change as the president of the United States, that is bringing up a much, much bigger issue. Because when you move into that area, you're inviting retaliation. Let's go to the weapons question that was posed for Joe Biden.
So you warned about the real threat of chemical weapons being used. Have you gathered specific intelligence that suggests that President Putin is deploying these weapons, moving them into position, or considering their use? And would the U.S. or NATO respond with military action if he did use chemical weapons?
You know, on the first question, I can't answer that. I'm not going to give you intelligence data, number one. Number two, we would respond. We would respond if he uses it. The nature of the response would depend on the nature of the use.
We would respond in kind. Now, let me put it this way. If someone had written that statement in the White House, if they'd written the statement when Biden said, my God, the man can't stay in power anymore, that White House employee would have been fired on the spot, dumped in a trash can somewhere, never to be seen again. And they could wash their hands of it. But nobody wrote stuff like that for him. He just gets off script, starts wandering around until he walks into a landmine. But the weapon escalation issue is a real concern. Now, later the White House also had to back that statement up, walk it back, that if Russia used chemical weapons, that we would respond in kind. That would mean we would use chemical weapons. Senator Marco Rubio of Florida says, look, there are some things that should be considered a red line, and Putin certainly knows what they are. The key comes down to who's going to do what, when, and who's going to be held responsible. So here's Senator Rubio on the red line that is on the very prominent. Standby.
The red line that we know of for sure is NATO. We have a commitment in NATO. We've made it. It's an old commitment. It's an existing commitment. And if any NATO nation comes under attack and invokes Article 5, the United States has an obligation that it will meet to join those nations in taking on the aggressor. And if that's Russia, that's what's going to happen. And that's a pretty clear red line, and one that has existed for a very long time and predates this president. And it's one I believe in and should continue.
So that red line is carved into stone in Article 5 of the NATO treaty. We can be thankful Ukraine is not part of NATO at this point. Putin doesn't want them to ever be part of it. But if they were, that red line requires NATO members to come to the defense. That's why they formed the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. You will have others have your back Although I know right now around the world, a lot of countries that we tell we will protect and watch out for, they're not so sure anymore, not with this administration. But Rubio, Senator Rubio, also points out something else. Putin could do something like this and basically say, what, me?
I think the likeliest thing you're going to see from Putin is trying to use chemical or biological weapons, for that matter, but doing it in a way that makes it look like someone else did it. So that's his history. For example, when chemical weapons were deployed in Syria, clearly Assad was behind it. But he spent weeks sort of building up this notion that somehow the rebels and the opposition to Assad were the ones that were going to use chemical weapons and did. And so my feeling is that that's exactly the kind of thing he would try to do here. I don't think he would himself admit that he's using these chemical weapons. I think he would want to blame that on Ukraine or NATO and say that it was them who did it.
Yeah, I have no doubt that that would happen, could happen. And it could all be blamed on fog of war, even if he tries to put the blame somewhere else. And, of course, it's all raised the specter again of, does Ukraine have biological weapons inside the country? That had been raised before, and I don't know who all is trying to add more content to it, but weapons, biological or whatever, if they're used, who's actually using them? And then we have what we know the Biden administration is doing, and that's pushing to give money to Iran.
USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
For one, if Iran gets a bomb, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and the rest of the Middle East will want one as well. We'll have an arms race in the Middle East. Number two, we're already seeing Iran's proxies, the Houthis out of Yemen, attack global oil supplies. They just launched a missile yesterday into a refinery in Saudi Arabia. So literally, as we're about to unleash billions by lifting sanctions that'll flow into Iran, it's going to flow right out of Tehran out to its terrorist proxies that are then attacking Iran's competitors in terms of oil to force the world to buy more Iranian oil. And the second place that money is going to go will be to Moscow.
Congressman Michael Walsh, Republican of Florida, and everything he just said is on point. It all goes back to the Biden administration pushing again to get this Iran nuke deal signed off. Iranians won't even talk to Biden, so he needs Russia to help broker it again. Russia was originally one of the five nations involved, the U.S., France, England, Germany, and that's it, I think. That was it when Obama was pushing it through and supposedly saying that this will prevent Iran from having a nuclear weapon. Not on my watch. Well, of course, he was going out in the next year anyway. But he says it will delay them. It didn't say it would stop them from getting it. It would delay them. Now Biden wants to go back in and expedite it and remove a lot of the sanctions that have kept Iran from advancing as fast as they want. Does that make any sense to anyone? Hello. Anyone out there? Does that make sense to you? No. And then we're going to let all that money flow into Iran, which will then go to terrorist operations in addition to their nuclear effort, not just to bring their country out of the Stone Age, but to bomb you into the Stone Age. And it will also send money right back into Russia, which we're trying to put more restrictions on, I thought. In the next segment, we're going to talk about the laptop from hell, the Hunter Biden laptop, and how it ties into what we're trying to do with Russia right now, and also the concern about chemical weapons and biological weapons inside Ukraine. It all traces back to that laptop. I mean, the most recent information anyway. But all of this that Well, Biden has said the man, my God, he said, can't stay in control and yet denies I'm calling for regime change in Russia. When Biden says that, he has to wonder, some of that stuff on that laptop, is that going to be used against me? In other words, is he compromised? We're going to get into that in more detail. But before we leave this subject about Iran getting a nuclear weapon, and that what we need to worry about with Putin right now in Ukraine, maybe not nuclear, but maybe chemical. And Senator Marco Rubio of Florida says Putin at this time could do anything and wash his hands of it and blame it on Ukrainians or even the Americans.
I think the likeliest thing you're going to see from Putin is trying to use chemical or biological weapons for that matter, but doing it in a way that makes it look like someone else did it. So that's his history. I don't think he would himself admit that he's using these chemical weapons. I think he would want to blame that on Ukraine or NATO and say that it was them who did it. One of the things you might see it is deployed in an urban area, and they would stage it to look like it was actually the Ukrainians who are using chemical weapons in the battlefield.
So that might still happen. We need to keep a close watch on it. We'll take a break, and when we come back, how much of the Hunter Biden laptop, how much of an active national security threat do the laptops pose for security of the nation, our nation, the world? Stand by, please. Ackerman Toyota believes when you need service, you want genuine parts, certified mechanics, no hidden cost. You get all of that with Ackerman Toyota. Plus, if you're ready for a new car or pre-owned, see what Ackerman has on the lot or what's coming. Ackerman Toyota, Hampton and Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
There are 50 former national intelligence folks who said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plant.
You mean the laptop is now another Russia hoax?
The vast majority of the intelligence people have come out and said there's no basis at all.
The allegations against Joe and Hunter Biden have no basis in fact.
Who do you think is behind this?
Well, the Russians would be my number one guess.
Obviously, Russia would be the chief suspect.
That last voice was Congressman Adam Schiff. And again, put all the blame upon the Russians and that laptop, the Hunter Biden. It was not Adam Schiff in that last one. I apologize. He's coming up later. But again, all of them were saying it's Russian collusion. And it began with Joe Biden, because he was in that debate with Trump and their laptop did come up. Thank God it was raised. Of course, his answer was a lie and he knew it. But he was quick to say there are 50 different intel leaders who have signed off on a letter saying it's not real. Yeah, there were. There were former CIA directors or acting directors, John Brennan, Leon Panetta, General Hayden, John McLaughlin, others. And all of them, by signing off on that, framing the Hunter Biden emails as, quote, Russian disinformation, gave then-candidate Joe Biden more cover to lie to the American public when Trump confronted him about it during the presidential debate. That's actually how the laptop came into the debate. And again, Trump said, so you're saying now laptop is, that's another Russia hoax? Biden's answer, yes, that's exactly what I was told. 50 former national intel folks. It's a lie. It's a lie all the way around. And, of course, when the laptop story first broke in the New York Post, big tech moved in, said shut it down. They would not even allow a link about the story to the New York Post. And the New York Times and all the other, at that time, mainstream media, now state-controlled, echoed the same story over and over. And as you were hearing several reporters do the same thing there, I'm going to let you hear some more do it in just a moment. I mean, once they start their echo chamber, you can't escape it. But, of course, the other day, the New York Times finally admitted, the New York Times, that for 17 months denied the laptop was real. Finally admitted the laptop is real and the emails are legitimate. That's very big. Comes late after Joe Biden's been elected, but that's exactly what the intent was. And the Daily Mail has added another dimension to the story. Margot Cleveland for The Federalist, senior writer, contributor for The Federalist, also contributor to National Review Online, Washington Examiner, and others, pointing out that Friday, the Daily Mail reported that emails recovered from Hunter Biden's laptop showed he helped an infectious disease research company, pursue projects in, ta-da, Ukraine. So those emails confirm portions of charges that Russia had made previously, Thursday of last week, that an investment group run by the now president's son had funded a company conducting research at biological labs in Ukraine. Of course, the Biden administration quickly denied that. Zelensky has indicated the same thing. There's nothing like that going on. It may or may not really have knowledge, but the question is still there. And now with the Daily Mail reporting that, the Daily Mail, by the way, it is a British daily middle market newspaper and website. It's in London. Many consider it more of a tabloid format. Now, it was founded in 1896 as the United Kingdom's highest circulated daily newspaper. It has been around for quite a while, would you not say? As was the New York Post, which is also looked at sometimes as a tabloid, certainly by the snooty, nose-in-the-air New York Times. They finally had to admit after 17 months, yeah, the New York Post story was real. So now the Daily Times is saying these emails confirm that that Hunter Biden was involved with a company, funding it, conducting research at biological labs in Ukraine. You see how this goes around and around? And yet remember, even the laptop, when it came out, Biden said, oh, I got all these 50 intel guys signed off on this letter saying Russia's behind it. Once again, let's listen to some of the news coverage that took place then when that story first broke. Beginning with, let's take spin the wheel and it lands on Wolf Blitzer.
This information Rudy Giuliani is peddling very well could be connected to some sort of Russian government disinformation campaign.
CBS News has learned the FBI is now looking into whether the information found on the device may be part of a Russian disinformation campaign.
There are fears that what Giuliani is now pushing here in the United States could actually be part of Russia's latest and very massive disinformation campaign.
Another wonderful propaganda coup for Vladimir Putin, seeing the President of the United States holding up a newspaper promoting Kremlin propaganda.
There it is. There's Congressman Adam Schiff, pencil neck, as Trump called him. Yeah, more propaganda for Putin. That's what they were saying when the story first came out about the laptop. But now the New York Times has admitted it was real. It's real now. It was real then. The emails are real now. They were then. But for 17 months, deny, deny, deny. All these Democrats have learned well from Bill Clinton. Monica makes her claim, deny, deny, deny. So now the Daily Mail is pointing out this connection between Hunter Biden and biotech labs inside Ukraine, supposedly showing that he helped secure, by emails, helped secure millions of dollars of funding for Meadow Biota, I think is the name of it, a Department of Defense contractor specializing in research on pandemic-causing diseases that could be used as bioweapons. The article continued, Biden also introduced Meadow Biota to an allegedly corrupt Ukrainian gas firm. Uh-oh, here it comes, the very one he worked for, Burisma, for a science project involving, not high school science, by the way, a science project involving high biosecurity level labs in Ukraine. And although Meadow Biota is ostensibly a medical data company, the vice president emailed Hunter in 2014 describing how they could, quote, assert Ukraine's cultural and economic independence from Russia. Do you follow what he was saying? This kind of information you're giving us and what we learned in Ukraine, we could help Ukraine break totally free from Russia. They're already free, but now make sure that they will never be bothered by Russia, such as what? Creating biological weapons? It's not the first time Daily Mail has published some of this material from the Hunter laptop. There's another one where Hunter Biden is footage that he is telling a prostitute in the summer of 2018 after another laptop went missing. I think the Russians stole it. And he's concerned, as he told the prostitute, that could end up used as blackmail against me or my father. You think? And what distinguishes the emails contained in last week's Daily Mail article from those published last year is release from the Russia state speaker accusing Biden of being involved in creation of bio labs in Ukraine. He made that charge on Thursday, and then Friday, the Daily Mail confirms, yep, it's in the emails. So that tells me Russia does have access to the same emails, or the first laptop, or all of them. Riddle me this. If you've got that kind of information on the leader of the biggest country in the world, the one that you want to overcome, and if you got it, probably China has it, does that not tell you Joe Biden is compromised, our national security is compromised, and that the laptops are clearly an active national security threat? You can argue about it if you want. I say yes to all of those. Russia will use them in time as they choose, and Biden knows it, so on one hand, he's got to keep his mouth shut. Coming up, the wrong words spoken at the Emmy Awards get you a slap in the face. Stand by. Rottler Pest Solutions is one of the top pest control companies in the nation, and yet still family-owned for three generations, 65 years. Rottler customers still get personal, professional, safe service. I personally encourage you to call. Get a free quote. Schedule same day, next day, or a Saturday. 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, or go to rottler.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
All right, I had to begin with a correction. I said the Emmys. I did not mean Emmys. I meant the Oscars. I just got confused. Forgive me. Slap me on the hand. My bad. But I didn't bother watching them, and I'm sure many of you didn't either. But they apparently had the biggest audience they've had in some time. And maybe the audience picked up after a word got out as to what happened on stage. Chris Rock was the host, and that probably helped boost the ratings immediately anyway. But what happened during that, Chris Rock apparently making a joke regarding Will Smith's wife. She has alopecia, which is hair loss considerable, so she just has been shaving her hair. Demi Moore and G.I. Jane, for that role, shaved her head in that original movie because, you know, that's what happens to G.I.s, be they men or women. Now, I don't know, they still do it now in the, for the women, but men, they still do. But he apparently made a remark that I'm looking forward to G.I. Jane 2, referring to Jada Pinkett Smith, Will Smith's wife. Smith got out of his seat, went on stage, walked up to Chris Rock and struck him in the face, slapping him, basically. And Rock was stunned and shouted, "Wow, Will Smith just smacked the S out of me." Smith from the audience yelled, "Keep my wife's name out of your effing mouth." And Rock responded, "Wow, dude, it's a G.I. Jane joke." Smith again, "Keep my wife's name out of your effing mouth." "I'm going to, okay?" "Wow, okay." And then he said, "That was the greatest night in history of TV." Security did not remove Will Smith, nor was he arrested. And apparently now word comes from the LAPD that Rock is not going to file any charges. I don't know if he's going to go after any civil damages, but it obviously got a lot of attention. Not sure, and I wouldn't even try to explain exactly what was in Will Smith's mind, but later when he did win the award for Best Actor for portraying the father, Richard Williams, the father of tennis stars Venus and Serena Williams in the movie King Richard, he did offer an apology and say, "Love makes you sometimes do stupid things," things of that nature. But the response is what is more interesting. And probably one of the more interesting came from a tweet put up by the Hollywood director Judge Apatow. I guess that's correct pronunciation. I don't know these people. He tweeted out that Will Smith could have killed Chris Rock. Could have killed him. That's pure out of control rage and violence. He later deleted that tweet. Could have killed him by slapping him across the face. Give me a break. So I guess he realized, yeah, that might be over the top. But you want something more over the top? Here it comes, here it comes. The Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts and Scientists, which hands out the Oscars, responded and saying, and I'm quoting here directly, "The Academy does not condone violence of any form, period." Let me read that again. "The Academy does not condone violence of any form." Are you kidding me? Most of the pictures you guys honor and you make involve violence. You want me to run through a list? Oh, I got them. You can just simply Google Hollywood movies with violence. You're going to see Inglourious Basterds, which, by the way, I liked. That's good. I'm not saying I haven't seen these and liked them. I'm just saying you want to say we don't condone violence in any form? You got movies filled with it, Mean Streets, Wild Bunch, American History X. Let me see some other, Pulp Fiction, Silence of the Lambs, Drive, Kill Bill. You don't think that sounds a little bit disturbing and violent, I should say? But you quote, "We do not condone violence of any form." You're making money off of it constantly. Not to mention Saw, that came out 2003. Guy held down and bits of his body are being cut off piece by, and then followed by Saw 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then the final Saw. But just in case anyone should ask you, you can write it down as a quote and keep it handy. The Academy does not condone violence of any form. All right. Hey, listen, I appreciate, as always, you listening and letting friends know no talk show exists like this one. We not only give you the stuff, we tell it in a story fashion so you can really enjoy it. And I appreciate it. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.